magic diagrams. Her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jumuts. Every mass is all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning, knitting garlands of light. Mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all Earth Guardians assembly. Shaking, frowning with her hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, beyond ending fire abiding. Myself, epic joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it. Scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder. Freeze his home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to Ray with the letter of the shape of syllable. Whom five foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-mark moon of Deva Lake form. With five spoken Tara and Te, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With her Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Dresses the spirit yakshas and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Thar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and resides with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other things as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Then if you'll turn back to the first base sheet, let's read the accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dhamma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits here I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. When Geshe-la arrives, we will be reciting the Guru Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. And if you have the silver text, it starts on page 22. If you have the booklet, it starts on page 7. And as soon as he nods to me, that's where I will be starting immediately, where it says, invocation, actual guru yoga meditation related to Lama Tsongkhapa, invocation with burning incense. That's where it starts. And then we'll go all the way to the dedication, and then we'll jump to the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa Mixema, which is on page 26 in the silver book and page 13 in the booklet. And then we'll jump to the dedication, the second stanza, which is on page 34 in the silver book or page 21 in the booklet. Just that one stanza there. And then he may do the refuge and bodhicitta prayer again in Tibetan. And in the book, The Great Treatise on the Stage of the Path to Enlightenment, we are on page 77, at the top, right after you see the 4 points. Oh, yes, ma'am. Page 22, where it says invocation. And then I'll repeat all the other stuff again. Yeah. You didn't have to memorize it. And we'll probably just do 21 of the five-line prayer to ourselves, you know, not out loud.
Uno es turn to the bottom of page 26 and on page 13 in the little booklet. And then let's say 21 of the prayers to ourselves, and then on the 21st one, I'll chant it out loud.
Oh, yeah. So, the purpose of the studying Lamrim teachings. The purpose of studying Lamrim teaching is to develop an altruistic attitude. Okay, altruistic attitude. No la pesha sa jeto pesha. Therefore, we say this refuge in Bodhicitta prayers. So, just to benefit. That's it. Just to benefit. No more, no less. Just to benefit. Just to benefit. Therefore, to reach enlightenment, just to benefit. Just to benefit. That's all. So, then, altruistic attitude. Altruistic attitude. That is the precious jewel. Precious jewel. So we all are capable to develop that on a daily basis, through our meditations, through reciting prayers, through doing, if you have some commitment, doing any form of practice that you do. So goal is to develop altruistic attitude. So, altruistic attitude, Tempe Samba, Tempe Samba. Pe means benefit, Samba, the mind. So mind that wants to benefit others, other sentient beings. That's all we need, nothing else. That's all we need. That's why we are studying Lamrim teachings, maybe hoping that the Lamrim teaching will, teach us how to develop that altruistic attitude. It requires reason, profound reason. Why it's important to benefit other sentient beings? Why it's important? It's important when it comes down on your own happiness. It's important when it comes down on happiness of other sentient beings. Altruistic attitude is very important. So, then make a strong wish, wish that may I always look at other persons with, other persons with respect and with respect. May I always look at other people, out of respect, rather than out of, judgmental mind. And of course, out of angry mind, jealousy mind, all these negative minds, no good. That doesn't do any good. So, even though when we see, difficulty part of other persons. So, generally speaking, not to see that. Whatever it is, so it's very important to separate the persons and that person's problems. Separate. That person deserves, your compassion. That person deserves your love. That person deserves your cares. Same as that. You deserve love, care. Same. So and like. In case if you want to really look at, if you really want to look this person's difficult part, and make sure that you look at from the out of compassion. Out of compassion, that's important. Out of compassion. So generally speaking, not good to look. If you really want to look, then try to look from out of compassion. So easy to say, not easy to do, but easy to say. Once the blue moon, we will do. Once the blue moon, we will do. That clearly shows that we can do. Once the blue moon, we will do. So, if you look at negative side, without compassion, what do you see? You see negative. That's not good. That's not good. So you see negative. You don't see positive. You see negative. When you look at from the negative mind, then you see negative. So that's not good. If you look at from the compassions, then And yeah, so that's much, much better. Okay, so whole purpose of studying Lamrim teachings is to develop altruistic attitude. So that is precious jewel. No, altruistic attitude, that's precious jewel. So, and it's, you know, critical, you know, for our, you know, happy life, and for, of course, for happy family, you know, happy friendship, and happy society, you know. It's all altruistic attitude is not just important, it's necessary. So lack of that, you know, then so many problems that we see, you know, like some of them, they couldn't understand why, you know, like people are doing it, because those people, unfortunately, doesn't learn how to develop altruistic attitude. Not just that, and not seeing altruistic attitude as something precious jewel. It's good for your happiness and good for happiness for all other sentient beings. Not seeing that, you know, not seeing that. So because of that, you know, then there are so many the problems all over the world, you know, from between your friend to the family, to the community, to the country, to the then, you know, whole world. That's why the problems, because of that, not looking the problem out of compassion. Looking at the problem, but from the negative mind. So anyway, just to remind you, you know, so whole purpose of the study in Lamrim is to develop altruistic attitude. So we have to all, including myself, we all need to try all our best to do that. You know, so remind ourselves. So when you are about to meditate, remind yourself. When you are about to say some prayer, remind yourself. When you are about to do some meditation, remind yourself. You know, whole purpose to develop altruistic attitude. Good for health, you know, good for then sleep, good for appetite, good for everything. Okay? I'm not sure what I said. I said, oh yes, so anyway. So now here, the Lamrim part. So I think we finish now the qualifications, you know, according to the Vinayaka text, according to Lamrim teaching, it's very, very important to investigate the persons before you accept him or her as your spiritual, you know, master. Very, very important to investigate. So in order to investigate, it's very important to learn the qualification of the, you know, teachers, you know, teachers, okay? So then based on that, then how you investigate. Oh. So, yeah. So then I think I roughly explained the 10 qualifications of the masters. So, so now, today I'm going to read from Lamrim, okay, the book, okay? I think I will finish this. So first, you know, out of, you know, 10 qualifications, the first 6 qualifications that directly related to the persons whom you are going to accept, you know, your teachers, okay? There's the first 6 qualifications. Out of 10 qualifications, first 6 qualifications, the person who is, you know, the person is the teacher. The teacher has to possess the first 6 qualifications directly for him or herself, who is, you know, who has, you know, students like that, okay, teachers. So then the last four, Last four. That's how you say?
Last four, okay.
Last four. Tētāra chū tūpū tēne rāngi tōpi yūnden ōs, you know, first six qualification, there's something that you have to obtain, okay? So then, directly related to yourself. So then, last four, so related to the person who comes to, you know, listen the teachings. And like how to, actually related to how to lead them. Someone changes them, means, you know, how to lead them. To be easy. They are together. So, was quoting the sutras. As I said, you know, so the reason that it's very traditional, when you read the books that are written by Tibetan masters, not just Tibetan masters, also Indian masters, so in their books they quote, you know, as I said, you know, Buddha Dharma, no, the beginning of the Buddha Dharma has to link to Shakyamuni Buddha, who's the founder of the Buddhism. Example, they use the river. The beginning of the river has to link to snow. Otherwise, the river is not considered as pure. Link the head of the Chungo Council. So therefore, they quote. So then, when you look at the sutras here, you'll find exactly the same things that Lama Tsongkhapa quote, you'll find there. So then that's how, you know, that's coming from Shakyamuni Buddha. It's not like, you know, somebody made it up. Okay? This is very important. Tradition is very important. Tunam Dikpa Chuyin Midrashis. All the enlightened being said, you know, so you can wash your negativities. Tunam Dikpa. Dikpa means negativities. Chu, water. Chu means wash. You can wash, you know, even though they sell soap called karma, cleansing karma, but that's just, I'm not sure how this clean the karma. But there's the people do sell soaps, they call karma cleansing. So, first of all, the soap doesn't look very pretty at all from our side. So anyway, tuna diba chui midroshi so, drove dunga chage misela, drove migrator, dunga suffering of sentient beings, could not remove by hand, hand, misela means you can. If you have thorn that's stuck in your body, if it's causing pain, somebody can pick it up. But suffering cannot, you know, the enlightened being cannot, you know, remove suffering like that, drove dunga chage misela. Your own realization, you can't transform your own realization. You cannot give your realization to someone else. Oh? So if that is the case, then I think, like, just Shakyamuni Buddha, we are already enlightened, we already have high realizations. So he'd know. So but he will give to us, but it's not going to work like that. So then, how? My question arises, how then enlightened beings, the very purpose of being enlightened is to benefit others. So now I don't understand how they benefit. Only they show you ultimate truth. So then you study them, you think about them, then you meditate on them, that's how you liberate. Truth, ultimate truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. So the ultimate truth, then you read, you think, you discuss, you think again, and think, and think, and think. That's how you liberate, okay? Jesus batashi shen la lam manuwa teni jesu zumba mato diba chuyo chohos chanadus. Only way you can lead, you know, sentient beings to teach them, you know, to teach them. That's the only way. So therefore, the wisdom is very important, critical. So just faith is very important, but just having just faith is not good enough for the wisdoms. You know, because the beginning of the chapter number 9, Shantideva's book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, beginning of chapter number 9, Shantideva said very clearly, everything that has been said in chapter number 1 to 8, everything that I said, you know, everything that's been said, when in the very beginning of Shandeva text, you know, I Shandeva said, I don't have anything, any new thing to say. Shandeva said, I don't have any new thing to say, not because I'm writing this big book, that you are going to find something that's been never said. Shandeva said very clearly, I have nothing new to say. So I'm a little bit concerned this may not benefit other people. The only reason I'm writing this book is to help myself. You know, so just to remind me what I learned, what I meditate. So just to remind me, it's helping me. So then in the Ayurveda, Chandradeva said, you know, then if somewhere out there, a person like me could get benefit. Anyway, so everything that has been said from chapter number 1 to 8 and all everything that has been said in sutra, you know, in Lamrim teachings, and this all said for you to generate wisdom. Now last time I couldn't remember fast the last two lines, so now same. I couldn't remember now. Shiva Devi Sherabji. Now I remember the last word, not the middle one, the last one. Anyway, so the third line is about suffering. If somebody is out there wondering about overcome sufferings, then therefore you develop wisdom. Okay. So that's important, no? Shesu Mata Shela Lama no attend the Shesu Mata to worship this. So that's the only way you can help other sentient beings to liberate, you know, not to just to, you know, give food, but just to liberate, you know, to teachings. And looking at the sutra, it clearly shows that, you know, you can give even though maybe many of you wish. When you see certain suffering, then you wish you could give your own life, but you can't. You could give your, you know, whatever inside. You cannot do that. Tell us, so now the what are those last four qualifications? First one is how you say, makeba means like how the translator said.
Skill in instructing disciples.
So the makyava means.
Page 73.
Makyava. This makyava. Chida tibi rimbala keshing dujilo. Kevala so oje. So there's no. Chida tibi rimbala keshing. In this case, Lamrim, that, you know, if you've never been studying Lamrim, you cannot really teach Lamrim. You know, so you have to study before you teach. So in this case, then you know, any other teachings, you know, first you have to educate yourself, then you teach. So then, second one is compassion. You know, compassion. You know, you teach out of compassion. So, explaining Dharma. That's called, you know, teaching Dharma, whatever it is. Teaching Dharma, explaining Dharma, that's what Chushi. Nyumo means afflicted mind. So make sure that your mind is not afflicted by delusions, you know, when before you teach. So therefore, according to Kadama masters, so every teaching, you know, before they teach, they think about impermanent. So therefore, you know, so it's good. So whenever, you know, you see, you know, like His Holiness, before he's, you know, he's going, he's like, he do three prostrations in front of his throne that he's going to sit on. He do three prostrations, you know, humbling himself down, in front of the Shakyamuni Buddhas. You know, he bowed down, you know, so there's to eliminate any pride. Eliminate. You are supposed to think that, you know. So then when you, before you sit down, then you snap your fingers. So then you say this verse is, so now I'm not sure. It's good for people to know. Karma, Ravi, Mane, Dajjuma, Sabajuma, Dajjuma, Tadjuma, that's like the praise to Shakyamuni Buddha in the teachings. It's also good to know, you know. It's somewhere here. Should be somewhere here, so I'm not sure. Anybody remember that there's the mirage and the star and mirage, karma, ravi, bubbles. Remember the stanza? Yeah. That's why they are saying in their mouth, you know, that's why they are saying before they snap their fingers, before they sit down, they are saying, karma, ravi, mame, the juma, melam, dream, law, thunder, how is it? Lightning in the sky, melaluda, tin in the cloud. Everything, including me and, you know, like my, you know, everything is like that. Everything is, you know, changed. Everything's changed. So then you kind of snap your, when you finish your reciting this one stanza, then you snap your finger. At the same time, you are supposed to think about impermanent. That's a way to yourself making sure that your mind, you know, doesn't get polluted by negative thought, you know. I'm not sure, like, how people, they think that, you know, how well I speak, my reputation, all these things, you know, they try to eliminate that from this reciting stanza, you know, and just only mind is, you know, supposed to be present is compassion. Compassion, say what? Compassion. That they are trying to do. The only mind that's active is compassion. Nothing else, you know. No concern, no worry about, you know, how I press teachings, how I put it in the word. No, none of them, just out of compassion. You know? So that's why, you know, next time when you see somebody, you know, does that, that's what, you know, they are supposed to think. So, impermanent. Oh, yeah. just has information. That's extra information. Extra information. You know. This, you know, tradition has been said very profoundly. You know, that they set up this tradition very good, you know, to benefit, you know, your mind. So whether you get benefit or not, so that's up to, you know, individual. So. But system is set up very well. Oh.
Yeah,
hmm?
I have the verse.
Well, can you say?
Yeah, it's from the Diamond Cutter Sutra.
Huh?
And it's a star, a visual aberration, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, sea condition, things as such.
So if some of you are wondering, you know, how I should do meditation on impermanence, that's exactly. So you think about these verses, then you think that that's how you do meditation on impermanence, okay? That's the word they say, you know. So when the children be cool on top of this, so cool on top of this pure mind, that's, you know, that refers to compassion. So when the children be cool on top of this, new goals of the middle was not thinking about, how much money I'm going to get, how much, you know, like, money I'm going to make, you know, or how well people, you know, everything that, like, mundane things. Nyigosu na midawa, chambata, love, compassion, you know, these are the two has to be motivation or intention, okay? Loving kindness, compassion, so, kundilande, jambawos, that's how you teach. Okay, today I'm going to show how well I know about Lam Rim. I'll surprise them. So some of them are maybe thinking that I don't know about Lamrim, so today I will show them how. Something like that. Oh yeah. That's an example. So we're going to do that. Poto we share this. Chengalaji. Poto wa. There's a kadamba. One of the kadamba gishis. No. Poto wa. And Chengawa. There's another kadamba gishis. Lemi pus. Now, what is it? That.
Son of Limo, however many teachings I have explained, I have never taken pleasure in even single thanks. All beings are helpless.
So, Bodo is a Jengala. Bodo is probably of Jengawa. Jengawa is probably seen it, I'm not sure. The Lemipu, Lemu, that's the name of the mother of, you know, Bodo. Gishi Bodo was mother's name, Lemu, son of Lemu. That the Lemu is the, you know, the name of the mothers of the Bodo Gishi name. So, Chitambi, Chi. How do you say in English?
Son of Lim, however many teachings I have explained, I have never taken pleasure in even a single thanks. All beings are helpless.
Some of the words, you know, this is like old term, you know, some of them, you know, like the Kadama Gishi, they are from all over the different region of Tibet. So then regional, they have their own dialogue?
Dialect.
Gillet? That's my name. How do you say?
Dialect.
Oh, yeah, okay. Take some time to learn. So because of that, you know, so then the term, you know, so right now it's kind of, you know, like, it become like, quite old, so people couldn't understand. So let me put it. Choose the choose them. 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 Choose never been, how is it? Own? How is it? Own?
All beings are helpless?
No, before, well, after that.
However many teachings I have explained, I have never taken pleasure in even a single thanks.
Okay. That what it means, like lekso chichang dagi chema is never jada. Lekso chichang dagi chema is so. Actually, saying it's not, I've never felt like this. Okay, oh, this is my, you know, contribution. This, no, the, all this now. People learn so much, I mean, this is because of me or my, or the, he never had this kind of, you know, attitude. Okay? So, that is, before you enlighten, you know, everybody, you know, everybody, like, how they say it?
I'm sorry.
Again. So after that, so I'm not taking any pleasure in anything. Then
yeah, all beings are helpless.
Nyamtapa, draw nyamtapa, mimba mess. So this is a very strong word, no, draw nyamtapa, mimba mess, and saying, including myself, no, myself, no, the people who come to teachings, people who are giving teachings, all who we consider as sentient beings, not enlightened beings, everybody has problems. Everybody has problems. So there's problem, you know, much deeper. You know, some of the problems they are referring to, some of them, you know, probably not easy to understand. So anyway, so that means in the bottom line, everybody, you know, everybody needs help, everybody seeking help, everybody needs help. Everybody's equal, you know, have some problems. So then the third one, change is like effort. What is it? Joyful effort?
Energetic.
Energetic, like American peoples? Energetic. Like with joyful effort, you know, with joyful effort. And even though like many, many hours, long hours of teachings, you know, so that you are like effort, no complex. It's all joy, all joy. That happy to do. That rather than thinking, oh, looking at what time is now. So then it's not like that. So then change it to means like happy to help, happy to explain, happy to help, even though it needs to require to repeat 100 times. Happy to do like that. Okay. Then the last one.
Has abandoned dispiritedness.
Means like feeling tired, feeling. Explaining one word again and again, so not to get discouraged, only goal is to help. Long as the person is learning, that's it. Like Lama Sopa Rinpoche, repeating word again and again. Nāpa sā mīngāwa tātā chēpē yuñjē, mīngāwa tātā chēpē, kāchē sūpā was, able to bear, the weather is hot, so it's still, going on, like that, okay? So these are the last four qualities, more related to the people who come to teaching, so to lead them, okay? Tōtō wēshī, nāpa sūm tā tīñī tōpā tā, so then Bodhavagishi said, out of those 10 qualifications, it's quite rare to find somebody who possess all of them. It's quite rare. So therefore, Bodhavagishi says, three, training, understanding, emptiness, then having compassion. Though among those 10, the 5 are the main. Those are the 5 main qualifications. Niji Lobin Shangju, he said, my master Shangju, Kula Mandu Chubahang, one of his masters called Lobin Shangju. No, he's not really, not really educated, not well learned. Soba, maybe, and on top of that, does not have much patience. Sounds like Robina. So then also, doesn't, I say, like, not very much into, conversation, like talking about, anything, like talking about food, or talking about beside Dharma, talking about any other things, So not much, does not have much interest either in, to day-to-day life conversations. But, he possessed those 5 important ones. Pre-training, understand emptiness, and he does have, compassion. So, then because of those 5 important qualifications among those 10 qualifications, because of that, whoever comes to him, they get benefit. So Gishi Langri Thapa, who wrote 8 verses mind training text, Gishi Langri Thapa. So Gishi Langri Thapa hardly smiled, So he's always, he has really kind of, here part of the verse is Gishi Langri Thapa's. Here, probably people will call him, he's depressed. people will think that he's not a happy person. Gishi Langri Thapa. Gishi Langri Thapa. Then he has attendant, and asking him, please, would you mind to show some smile? Especially when there's a lot of people come to your teachings, show some smile. Please laugh time to time. Gisama said, there's nothing to laugh. So anyway, so I think Gishi Langri Thapa laughed twice in his life. So one time, Gishi Langri Thapa was doing his meditations, and it was in his altar, there's like mandala set. So there's, you know, all kind of jewels. There's turquoise. All of a sudden that Gijananda was doing his meditation, also Gijananda saw that one mouse came on his altar and trying to grab that turquoise. And Gijananda was fascinated. So then mouse then ran back, brought, I think, like four more mice. So then what they did, you know, so that one mice kind of upside down. Then, you know, somehow they put the turquoise on his belly, on his or her belly. So the four mice, you know, they kind of hold each of his hands. That's how they, you know, stole the turquoise. Gijananda was busting laughing, you know, he was laughing. So then his attendant thought now he's going out of his mind. Then the one that Gijananda laughed really loud, he laughed really loud. So then, you know, the one time, the other time that Gijananda was, the place where he's doing his retreat is on the mountains. And between this mountain and the village, there's small lake. Winter time, that lake kind of froze. And like very froze, the thick ice, you know, that's how the people, they travel. You know, they bring goods to the mountain people, then they bring goods there. So what, then at that time, the people are carrying, you know, things with this. There's one, like, piece of sticks, you know, so they hang. The one person, I think, there's like one pottery, person who sells pot. So, you know, he's like, he's having a hard time walking on the ice. You know, each time he's still trying to move, he's just kind of about to sleep. He's sleeping and he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. Sleeping and he's about to sleep. And then he's saying, when he's about to sleep and he's saying something, look at unpleasant face of Gijananda Thapa. He's kind of cursing. He's saying this word, you know. Look at Langri Thapa's unsmiling face. Somehow it's helping him. So somehow the people told him, Langri Thapa, there's somebody saying that, you know. So Langri Thapa really laughed. So that basically he's saying Langri Thapa's not smiling. You know? Look at the Langri Thapa's unsmiling face. That's why he's repeating that. So Langri Thapa laughed. So anyway. So there's, you know, the Pottawa's master, you know, he possesses the five important qualifications. Because of that, whoever comes to him gets benefits, okay? Even though he doesn't have, you know, a whole lot of patience, a whole lot of knowledge, but still people get benefit. There's another master, you know, because of that, it benefits. Teta na laban number sum, tenda teta na laban number, duba hunle meba teta ki ngakba la yunde jiba rangi tsoa duba ni gishi, gishis mihi desu. So other than that, you know, some people, people who talks about the qualifications, importance of the qualifications, that the very person doesn't possess any qualifications. So that also happens, you know. So that kind of person is like, no, it's not qualified, Dharma teaches. Some people out there, you know, like the example they use, you know, some people who sell sandalwood, and they talk about import, like yeah, here probably it's like salesperson. So they talk about a lot about the product, you know. Some of them probably may not know well about the product, or they still say something like that. So anyway, so there's the salesman of sandalwood, you know, talks about the goodness of the sandalwood. That's what you do for a living. So there's somebody out there who has interest in sandalwood and asks him, do you have centerhood? He said, no, I don't have centerhood. But he talks about centerhood, but he don't have centerhood.
Then,
you know, everything becomes just mere word. Then the Jabul Chimichula, Giloni, Domameba, Mabuda, Mabuchuba, that they just Tudim Naba, Jabjela, Tudim to the Niame, Chitting it, Share of Namtosuna, Tedasun, Ting is talking about, you know, talking about, you know, those qualifications, but, you know, and you know, you don't possess any of them, you know, you just talk about them. Long time ago, people don't do that. You know, when they talk about centerhood, they have centerhood. So now, when they talk about centerhood, it doesn't mean they have centerhood. You know, some of them do, some of them don't. Teda namdo do beche lama ni tenji jume sawa in beche lama temba doba namji teda sheba chelas. So now, seeking, so number of people ask me to accept me as them their guru. You know, the number of people there request me, and some of them, you know, request frequent, and not just one time, number of times. So, and right from the beginning, when I came to Kadamba Center, now 15 years ago, first the night when I came to Kadamba Center, I said it very clearly, you know, so we are just Dharma friend. Well, I'm here to help you, because, you know, when it comes down to Buddhism, you know, I have more knowledge, because I study many, like, close to 30 years in the monastery. so when you ask me, so I don't say yes, that doesn't mean that you are not proper vessels for Dharma. Not at all. So I'm thinking you are going to get enlightened before me, way before me, so therefore I don't say yes. You are going to get enlightened way before than I do, so that's why I don't say yes. So now, good things that you learn all the qualifications. So based on that, how you investigate somebody before you accept him or her as your teachers. When you accept, so then, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, in the monastery we have many teachers. So, but we don't go for everybody. You know, we choose our teachers. You know, so we don't just go there because, you know, he's giving teachings. We don't go. We don't do that. So we choose our teacher very carefully. So because, you know, there are a lot of advantage. At the same time, there's a lot of disadvantage. You know, so once you accept, you did that voluntarily. Nobody forced you to accept. You did it voluntarily. So once you accept that, so then, you know, there are books about the Guru devotions. And here in Lamrim, also, you know, there's a separate text called 50 stands up, you know, Guru devotions. In that text, you know, you read them. So then, or you can read them before you do accept anybody as your teachers. So this is why it's important, because it is said, Lama Tsongkhapa said, in the foundation of the good quality, and many times it says, it's the root of the path. That's why it's important. It's the root of the path. So then seeing something, or then your devotion is very shaky. Seeing something, oh. So then, you know, like, so then there's no good. So, but practicing Guru devotion perfectly is also very difficult. Not just here in the West, even in
the land where Buddha Dhamma was flourished one time in Tibet, still, you know, problems, you know, it's not easy. If you do that very well, you get a lot of benefit, you know. So there's a Theta Namdo Driver Lama Nitenji Jume Tawa in the stage, there's ultimate or root of the ultimate goal. Root of the ultimate goal there refers to enlightenment. There's a root of the ultimate goal. So therefore it's very, very important. Lama Temba Devanji. If somebody out there who is thinking about to have, you know, spiritual master in their life, Lama Temba Deva. Those who have interests or thinking about to have, you know, a spiritual master in their life. It's very important to study the qualifications. So, Shebar Chela, seeing that Demba Tsoala Beba Chajis, find qualified one. That's Lama Tsongkhapa advice, telling us, all of us, including myself, all of us, Lama Tsongkhapa telling us, that's how you. So that will prevent this all, you know, things that, you know, like cult, all kind of things, you know, abuse and all these things that you prevent, you know, if you find the qualified one. Even though it takes 12 years to find one, that's fine. That doesn't matter. Lama Tenpa Deva Namche Teta Sheba Che Da Tsini Tenpa Tsoa La Deva Cha Jis. Lama Tenpa Deva Namche Teta Sheba Che Ni Tsini Tenpa Cha Beto Che. Somebody who is out there who wants to find spiritual teachers, and please, Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, that's the conclusion of this, you know, part of the Lamrim, okay? Study those qualifications and find qualified one. And someone out there who wants to help disciples or students also study this text. Study these qualifications. If you have those qualifications, you are qualified to a disciple. If you don't have those qualifications, then you know you are not qualified. You know? So it goes both ways. Okay, this is the kind of summary. Lama Tsongkhapa summary, okay? Then, teacher on which you indicated that someone never covers. So now, because of the time, it's difficult to find somebody who possess all of them. Lama Tsongkhapa said here, teacher on which you indicated that someone never covers. Teda manina, chida chashina, you know, teacher on which. Because, you know, there's so many change, you know, so many rapid change in our lifestyles, you know. We are exposed to so many things. There are so many technologies, you know, like, and the modern world, especially in the West, you know, that, like, people know much more than they probably need to know. Especially the kids, you know. So, like, and... So as I'm saying this, you know, like some part of remote part of Bhutan, or some remote part of Tibet. So they're saying, you know, so before they tell, you know, like they don't have much things to entertain themselves. So now slowly, there's, you know, radio. So then there's slow, there's televisions. Now slow, there's mobiles. Cell phones, you know. So there's all the elder, the people in the village, you know, saying like, they're worried, you know, they're worried there's, you know, like rapid change in their lifestyles and cause so many conflict between the families, you know. So time, that means, you know, there's so many, attraction or distraction, I'm not sure one of those. So because of that, because of the time, it's so difficult to find the person who possesses all of them. Manyana, chidache, then what shall I do? Puzami shubaleche, chidakolo chibi shindani, tadan deya lando midro dans. Teshi dubapoyi tome na luje ngudu sawa minjiros. Teni lode suksang tandache rigni tuji chela shuwada. Toba chishi pala ongbo tul
nyeba maji jimbu ninje je teba kumda nyumo soba da tamse tane taje chemi je dinji sola cheba soba da kunjo sunda teba chobuyes teda bi yunde malu ba ta teda bi te te tade yunde malu ne ba ta chebe tuna shindo kembe naso. So this is stanza, okay, this is just a stanza saying the same thing in the stanza. In the first one is a loose sentence, so now it's in the stanza. Kumana yunde chedam shija jechachins. Oh, half of the qualifications, or maybe, you know, half of the qualifications, shicha, fourth, or eighth, chajin, or some, tedapuni naba chobutins. So those someone who has half or maybe more, so that's, you know, what you can do. You know, if you don't find somebody who possesses all of 10 of them, so that's, you know, you and as I said, you know, 5 of those is quite important. So this is like finding a good spiritual friends. So then Lama Atisha said this same things apply to Lama too. Lama is not just finding good spiritual friend, but also, you know, finding Lama that apply to Lama, you know, so that the perfect spiritual friend, there's, you know, like there's many, many qualities. So then out of that, if somebody has half of them, you can rely on them. So without that, so this directly refers to the finding spiritual friends. Okay, so if there's no spiritual friend, that means, you know, here we are all spiritual friends. No, you discuss, we help each other, you know. So without a spiritual friend, it's going to be like chariot.
Sure.
With one wheel. Even though you have horse, that horse cannot, how you say, pull the chariot, because the chariot has only one wheel. So like that, like not having spiritual friends, you know, that's like sometimes they call Sangha, you know, Sangha, like here's the spiritual friend. Somebody out there to talk about, you know, what about your inner path, your spiritual path, okay? So what you mean, sung tove jibale. Then somebody put them into writing. So now anybody's head falling down. Anybody has falling down?
No.
So then you stop. So now the Tenja Loma, you know, so out from the disciples, qualification of the disciples, Shijabalis. Sunye lo den tunyebe nyebo nyeje chawarse mawo yunde nam shindu minju nyemba nyemba pola minje she chusun da denbas no three main qualification, you know, in order to become proper vessels for dharma, okay? Good disciples. So chusun da denbas sik nyembe tundu ruwa ta tesum tsana che mawo yunde nam if you possess those three qualifications, then you don't see, you know, him or her who is giving teachings, you don't see they are false. You see their qualification is a qualification, not, you know, as a false, no false, you know. If you don't possess these three qualifications in order to qualify good, you know, in order to qualify to become, you know, good disciples, then even though that you have perfect teachers, but, you know, you'll get very little benefit because, you know, lack of these qualifications. Chebabi chuenya yinidu zumba dehorasunus. Chebabi chuenya yinidu zumba dehorasunus. Then, you know, if you possess this qualification, even though the person who is giving, you know, the person who already, whom already, how is it, you already accept as your teachers, or even there, you know, how is it, some faults, you still, you know, you don't see them as a fault, you see them as a kind of quality. So it's not just refers to Lama, you know, this is very important for all of us, you know, as I said, you know. That's why I mentioned this before the beginning of the class. The best is not to see somebody's faults. No, if you really want to see, then I think it's good to see them out of compassion. No, so now we need to think. You know, if you look at them as a false, if you look at what good comes out of that, probably there's not very little good comes out of that. It's not just to teachers, no? It's for everybody. It's not just to teachers. Because Cheba Vichu, you need to do about development. Generally speaking, that deeds or behavior maybe not, you know, good, but if you look at as a good things, you get benefit. Doesn't mean it's good, no. Doesn't mean generally it's good, no. So, looking somebody from the false point of view, you only see false, no. So then I think, why not try to see from good side of that person? Because everybody has problems. Obviously, according to Buddhism, before you get enlightened, everybody has problems, you know. So it's your choice, you know. Then now we need to calculate, you know, what kind of benefit I will get if I look at somebody, you know, like, for example, like Margie. Okay, whenever I'm thinking about Margie, I'm thinking of something negative. What good that does? If you think about that, you know, all the time, there's no good, you know. So whenever you think about that person, if you think something good, so then you get benefit. So that's why, you know, we need more good mind. You know? So as I mentioned many times, I'm telling myself, you know, I told you here many times, the negative mind is the last thing that we need. We don't need any of those. Regardless, when it comes down to yourself, when it comes to other people, when it comes down to religion, when it comes down on country, when it comes down to traditions, you know, jobs. Last thing that we need is negative mind. That's the last thing we need. We don't need. Why? Because that is mental suffering. Yeah. That's mental suffering. That's why we don't need. So this is not just the Lama. Okay. Tenaji. Shinyi tsinyi tamji tsangwashi nyeja tela tere ngoshe bakkaweshi tere shinyi tenpala tsinyi tere sangwishi. Even though you find the perfectly qualified teacher, you may not see that person as not perfectly qualified to teach. So then because of that, you know, you need to possess these three qualifications for yourself in order to see that. Okay? So now the first one is like be in the center. Be in the center. Means not being biased. Being biased is no good. That's the first qualification, that in order to become good disciples, you know, so never. If you have this biased attitude, so then you are kind of polluted by that, and that's not good. Then you don't, because of this biased mind, even though other person possess the qualification, you don't see their qualifications. So then, because of that, then, you know, there's another opportunity will be stopped from receiving teachings, things like that. If you have this biased mind, then you will never, you know, find liberations. Cholunji. So now what do you mean bias here? What do you mean bias? Bias means rangi lula chabada, rangi lula chabada, chinji chula shanachavas. So you become so attached to Buddhism that you criticize all other religions because you are attached to Buddhism. You say, oh, Buddhism is the best. So therefore, you know, taking refuge in Dharma, then you make voluntarily, you make commitments. From now on, I will not criticize any other religions. You know, they may not suitable for me. Doesn't mean they are not good. No, I'm not this. This is very important not to criticize. Rangi Lula Chanes, Lama Tsongkhapa said many hundred years ago. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa said Rangi Lula Chanes, Shenji Chulo Shendaos. No. angry, you are angry, so then it happens, no? Regular Chinese changes, Chulula Shendava, so being attached to your own, like, spiritual path, then criticizing, you know, others, no spiritual path, other religion, there's no good. Then the Rangajula Tani told you this, you have to investigate your mind. If you have these kind of problems, it's very important to eliminate. No, it's not good. It's not good. So as I said, that's why I said, you know, like, it's all like, when you read about Guide to Buddhist the Way of Life, it's all about eliminating negative mind. You know, especially negative mind that harms to other sentient beings. Shela Tsewa, harming other sentient beings is not Dharma at all. Not Dharma at all. Shela Tsewa Gijo Minos. It's not merit, it's not virtuous at all. So that's why, so then, like, criticizing religion that hurt many people. So you know, you don't do that, you don't do that. So that's why, if you possess that, so then you will not criticize any other religions, That's the first one. That's what it means. Rangi Lula Chabada Shinjilo, Change Chulo. Not just criticize, you really. Angry, you know, like deep resentment, deep anger, you know, towards that, that's not good, no. Then the one Rangi Jilatan talk with the Chinese and the social population, Rangi Jobatan, the Kimbo, the Lobby, you know, Rabbi Neva, the Kuba Chows. So, and you know, some might say, okay, that's my right to criticize, my right to say negative things, but I think that's not really. It's not, you can say that, but actually it's not good. Rangi Jobatan, the Kimbo, the Lobby, the Shunan, the Kubacha, Shesum, Shesum. Tell them to choke them, if there's, is that enough to qualify to be a good disciple? If that's enough, that's not enough, but that's two more. To choke them, tell them to choke them, Suone, Leshi, Lam Yan, Tapa, the Nishi, Lamdana, number of people, two men. So you need trouble there, you need wisdom. So that means, what Shakyamuni Buddha said, Gelon Thakam Chönamji, you accept my teachings. You know, similar when you buy gold, you cut them, you burn them, you rub them, that's how you define pure gold. Similarly, when it comes down to my teachings, you do the same things. Then you accept, not because you respect me, so because of that, that's not good. Don't accept what I said out of respect. Accept what I said out of wisdom, investigations. That's long term, down the road, is good, better for everybody. So that's why they say, you need wisdom. The second qualification is wisdom. So now called wisdom, there could be extreme wisdom, but there should be also middle way. Not just caution, don't do nothing. So then sometimes everybody does that, after when they finish, so you never bother to think again. So yes, no. Right. So. So that wisdom will eliminate everything that's been wrong path. It will eliminate, it will keep only the good path. So that will also prevent from cult. People, you know, like doing all kind of things, you know, there's nothing to worry about that. So if you have this, you know, so you analyze, okay? Then, you know, doing all kind of other things, and also that doesn't have really have meaning, you know, doing it because, you know, that the leader says so, you know, out of respect that you follow, you know, so then everything, you know, then there's all these things happen. So if you have wisdom right from the beginning, so then, you know, this kind of thing will not happen. So now, having those two things not enough. So the last one is you have to have interest. Otherwise, you know, when you see that paintings, you know, that somebody's teaching, somebody listening, the teachings is going to be like that. You know, it looks like there's somebody's teaching, somebody's, you know, listening, but you know they are not. It's just painting. It's going to be like that. Chodan chemagada limi chinyetar. Mitsumna. Tini yetamji chokamne tini yoyajamji. Limi chinyetar. Mitsumna nido minu yutunu nyawachamadimu. Anyway, interest, the last conviction, interest. Devale. Chodan chemagada kubada yitama ni nene nasung su. So chodan chemagada. So then trouble of that, then like respecting to the Dharma and respecting to the person who, you know, whom you accept as your teachers. So those five qualifications, okay? Having a lot of interest, then I'm sure, you know, like, no, it's amazing. It's amazing that you are showing interest into this Lamrim teaching. It's good things. You know, this is good. This is a very good book. You know, it definitely will get benefit taught by Lama Tsongkhapa. You know, so somehow there you've been created karma to, you know, to studying Lamrim teachings. So I'm more than happy to explain, you know, so to you, so whatever ways I can. And most of you, you know, come here. Many of you come here directly from your walk. So you have interest. I see that. You know, I feel that you have interest, a lot of interest, showing a lot of interest to Lamrim books. This is all good. These are all good things, you know. So, Chela Tenyeshawa, you already have that. You have interest. So then when you listen, you listen. Then you listen to your mind, you know. Respect the Dharma and respect, you know, to the your teacher. So Nishi Torne Leshi Zimba the Shivas. Then you know, the wisdom, the definition of wisdom is the mind that distinguishes between what's, you know, what is good to practice, what is good to abandon. So that's called wisdom. Shivo ti chinjin is a lo da de ba yin ache ga je to ni so ne ba wo che la me ti ru me che te nam chang ma sa la. So then you investigate yourself whether I have those qualifications or not. If you have them, rejoice. If you don't have, if you are really biased, then I think it's good to know. So now trying to eliminate that. You know? So that's how, that's what exactly means apply. Apply teaching into your life, that's exactly what it means. When you see what Lama Tsongkhapa said, Lama Tsongkhapa was saying this. So now maybe do I have that or not? If I don't have, so maybe, you know, I should, you know, develop, you know. Then Silos, you know, like, 6 times in the Barcelona. So that's how the teaching benefits, you know. And there's teachings, and between your mind and the teachings, if there's huge gap, then you can put queen size bed. So there's no good. The gap is too big, you know. So that if there's no gap, that means, you know, the teaching is in your heart, so then you get benefit. Okay. Matana chima chinjo to tsame jula beba chagas. If, you know, right now, when I investigate myself, you know, we are omniscient to ourselves. We know everything. If I don't have that now, so then, you know, then slowly, you know, in the future, I'll, you know, make extra effort to develop that. Chagabe. To study them. Teda tsini mijena, tochu mijube, chenichimu nyambo jus. Teda tsini mijena. If you don't understand the qualification of the teacher, if you don't understand the qualification of yourself to become, you know, proper vessel for the Dharma, so then, you know, then the like, then you will know there will be great loss. Okay, great loss. So now I'll probably stop here. So now the section how, you know, the disciples rely on the spiritual master. So we'll stop here. So before somebody has blocked down. Even just reading a Lamri, you know, it gets benefit, okay, generally. So I think I'm very, very happy that, you know, good number of people come to witness my class, showing interest to Lamri. So this is good that we are studying Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings. I think it's all good. Even just, you know, one sentence reading from this book is good, you know. So oh, yeah. So this couple of mantras, okay, couple of mantras I'm going to say, mantras. So, the first one is, you know, prevent untimely death. The second one is, you know, create the cause to be born Amitabha Buddha's pure land. The third one is prevent to be born in lower realms. You know. So then, because of my faith, you know, into those mantras, so I'm doing this out of my faith, you know, towards these mantras. So it says, whoever hear, read, write, touch, you know, get benefit. So then at least, you know, so when I go back home, at least, you know, I did that. So then, you know, it feels good. So this class, probably not necessary, but I'm going to do anyway. So this class is also a good class. Sadakunda Thank you. Oh, yeah.